Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 21st day of Sivan, Tavshin Pegimel. Masechta Yoma, Perek Hamishi, Mishnah Beis. Amishah is going to tell us, where in the Kodesh HaKadoshim did the Kohen Gadol put the frying pan? In the second Beis HaMikdash, where there was no Aron. Mishnah Nitil Aron, once the Aron has been taken, that was in the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, according to one opinion, the Aron was taken into exile, into Babylonia. According to another opinion, it was hidden by Yeshayahu HaMelech already way earlier. But whatever it was, in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Aron. So where's he going to put the frying pan? Says the Mishnah, Evan Haisasham, there was a stone there in the Holy of Holies, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mimois Nevi'im Rishonim, all the way back in the times of Shmuel and David. It was called the Shesiah. Shesiah means the one that everything is formed from. Shesiah, foundation, become the foundation. It's the foundation stone of the world, because the whole world was created from that stone. Now, the Mishnah says, "Gevoyim in Arth Shalshetz boys," that stone was 3 fingers of breadth higher than the ground, and it was upon that the Kohen Gadol will put the frying pan on Yom Kippur and burn the Ketores in it. Mishnah Gimel, not Los Adam. After doing the Ketores, the burning the incense in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would take the blood. He would go take the bowl of blood, from the person, from the Kohen who was stirring it in the meantime, so it shouldn't congeal. Nichnas Lamokim Shama, Nichnas, he went into the place that he's meant to go in, i.e., that he went in earlier, that is. So he goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'amad b'mkem shamar, and he stands in the place that he stood before when he did the Keteris, i.e. center, right between the poles of the Aron. V'hizo mimenu, and he started sprinkling it from it, from the blood, achas l'mayla, v'sheva l'mata. One sprinkling was done facing upwards, and the 7 of the sprinklings were done facing downwards. We're talking here about the hand facing upwards and facing downwards. Achas l'mayla means, as the Mishnah is going on to say, v'lohoyo miskaven lo l'mayla v'lo l'mata. He didn't actually intend to do it really, one really high and below. Ela kamatzlif, it was done more like someone whipping someone, like you lift up the hand, a person who lifts up the hand to whip. The Gemara explains that when he sprinkles l'mayla, what does it mean, achas l'mayla? It means the back of his hand was facing downwards. And he would sprinkle in such a way that it's actually almost rising. It's rising, so to speak, a little bit in the air, opposite the higher corner of the kaporis, of the lid. And from there it would fall into the ground. But when he would sprinkle below, shavalamata, what does that mean? It means that he would have the back of his hand upwards and hold it like you're pressing down on something. And then he would sprinkle it. He would sprinkle the blood in that way. 7 going downwards. 7 going downwards. So one hazar, one sprinkle was done with the hand elevated, going above, milamata lamaila. So the back of his hand was facing downwards. The 7 sprinklings were done with the back of the hand actually upwards. V'chach hayomoyna. And this is the way that he used to count the hazayis, the person who was administering the hazayis. He would say, achas v'achas. With each sprinkling, he would also count achas, the one that he done lamala, the one that he had the back of his hand facing downwards, and he was sprinkling it upwards. So again, achas v'achas. He would say, one with each hazar, he would also always mention the one that went up. Achas u'shtayim, when it came to the next one, he would say, this one that I did before, and 2. V'sholosh, achas v'arba, achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chomesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. He would count with each one, the hazar, the one he did sprinkling above. The Gemara explained, why was all this necessary? If he's only going to do 8 sprinklings, then that's all he has to do. Why does he have to count 1 and achas v'arba? And the Gemara explains, it did this to remember that first hazar that he did is not part of the 7. And it's also, in fact, the other way around. But that first hazar, the first sprinkling, is not counted. And to emphasize that, when he counted all the 8 of them that he did, he would say, achas 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 v'shtaim achas v'shalosh achas v'arba achas achas v'shava achas v'shmona, and then he knows that he's done definitely one going facing upwards and seven downwards. Yotza, the Kohen Gadol, then exit the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'hinichai, and he would put the bowl with the blood of the bull, al kan hazav shebeichel, on the golden platter, or on the golden stand that was in the Heichel, in the Kodesh area, not Kodesh HaKadoshim.